It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a few guests here today from Maple Valley School District. We're going to be talking about robotics today with Christian and Joseph, who are students at Maple Valley School District. But their instructor for robotics is Derek Baer. Derek, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We got two students here, Joseph Bada and Christian Pilgrim. This is one of two teams that actually qualified for our state competition that'll be held in Grand Forks for robotics.
Okay, and that comes up this Saturday, that competition?
The state competition will be on March 1st, but yeah, these guys have an upcoming competition this Saturday, and then actually the first weekend in February.
All right, well, Christian, you're up. Tell me a little bit about what your strategy is for the upcoming game.
Right away, we like to get two passes, and then we would both take our balls and just go to the goal for two switches, two goals, two passes, which is 20 points already. And then our teammate would normally go up, grab the ball, pass it to us, and we can score again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just score, and then we'd just go from there.
Sounds like fun. So my big question is this. How do you decide who drives? Who makes that decision?
Well, we've just been doing it the same the whole time. So.
Do you share?
Mainly me and Joseph who drives most of the time. And then Andrew and Tucker would put the balls into the goal.
Okay. Joseph, how do you come up with the design, or what makes this design unique?
We have a tensioner in the back of our robot that can spin the rubber bands tighter so we can shoot the top goal and the bottom goal.
That sounds like fun. Now, it sounds like there's a robotic skills competition that you can take me to or talk about. Talk a little bit about that, okay?
So it's kind of like the normal competition, except there's only one robot. So instead of passes, the switches kind of count as passes.
We wish you guys all the best. This looks like Legos, but this is more complicated than Legos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys did a wonderful job on it, and we wish you all the best in the upcoming competition, okay? Anything else to add, Derek, before we let you go today that you'd like to mention?
We'd just like to say, I mean, as coaches, we're pretty proud of these boys. This is the first year that Maple Valley has had robotics. We started it back in the spring of 2024, just hoping to gain some interest in robotics, and that brought us to kind of where we're at now. And next year, we already got a few more people asking that, hey, we want to join robotics. So and we're excited to have that.
You were part of robotics when you were in school,
yeah,
right?
I was. Yeah. We had a team that started my ninth grade year, and yeah, I was in robotics for 4 years.
You found it obviously rewarding, right?
Yeah, it's nice to be back in it and on the other side of the spectrum now. Yeah. I'm teaching instead of building.
Well, very good. Well, we wish you all the best, and we'll look forward to updates on newsdakota.com. They can hear the story on newsdakota.com. It'll also be podcast on newsdakota.com as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Here's our Voice of the Valley for today.